Batteries for traffic lights could be part of Miami-Dade County's preparations for future hurricanes. That's according to County Transportation Director Alice Bravo. She's in the process of debriefing Hurricane Irma with her staff and says about 80% of traffic lights in Miami-Dade lost power during the storm.
Whatever generators we had, we would deploy those generators to signals in the areas where possibly it was the longest to restore power. And then we worked with county police and police from municipalities to man signals at major intersections. And then we prioritized those locations with FPNL.
Bravo said her staff is also investigating whether drones could be used in the hours after a hurricane to assess debris on the road. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.